Okay, so we're in the middle of Siman Resh Kei Beis. That's the Siman. And last time we worked on the issue with the bells on the top, on the bottom of the Aron, which was done lekavod, so that people know that the Aron is coming, so that they'll know that they'll be that they so that they'll know that they should stand up. We talked about whether that is permissible on Shabbos or how permissible is it, etc. So the so continue this week with Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is interesting thing here. There is some debate on this. So the Gemara the Shulchan Aruch tells, I think the first page of the Surah sheet, right? Actually, the Torah probably says it clearly. Hayaholich mimakum lamakum b'sefer Torah imo. So you go from place to place, and you have a sefer Torah with you. So lo yanichenu b'sak v'yanichenu al gabi chamor v'yirkav alav. That it's inappropriate to place it in some kind of bag and put it on top of a donkey, and to ride on top of it, meaning to sit on top of the Torah, right? Not a good thing. So Ella, what should you do? Manicho b'cheiko, right? Keneged libu. You should hold it in your chest, by your heart. V'hu, although, truth is, now think about it, we usually hold it in your stronger hand. Your heart is on your left side, but okay. Anyway, you hold it in your chest, and you should ride the donkey. And if you're afraid if they had ganavim because of robbers, so mutter afilu lirkov alav. So then you would even be allowed to ride on top of it. And there are some who permit, even if you're not afraid of ganavim, to throw it behind your back. Okay, now throwing behind your back is an issue. Like, it sounds like what, throwing behind your back in some kind of sack. Yeah, but we often have the custom. We actually have designated things for throwing books behind our back, right? What are they called?
Backpacks.
Backpacks, right. So backpacks is putting svarim in backpacks, I found, is actually a discussion, right, whether that is appropriate or not. But anyways, he says here that there are those who say that even without a fear, you're allowed to throw it behind you, al gabi achamor. Ulzeh haya nota das ha-rush. U'mikomakum heyu maskanas divarav divrei harif. Shoser, however, at his conclusion, he does quote from the Rif that prohibits such a thing. Elim kein lefanav uvecheko, unless it's in front of you. Lachein tov lahachmir, and therefore it's a good idea to be machmir. And then he adds in, Amru chacham kol mechabed es haTorah gufo mechubed al habrios, v'chol mechal es haTorah gufo mechul al habrios. That is, you honor the Torah, so you'll be honored by people. And if you mechal the Torah, if you make it chilul, if you degrade the Torah, so you'll be degraded by people. Fine. So what is the story with carrying here? So the truth is, the Gemara is not talking about this at all. The Gemara, if you look in the Beis Yosef, is Gemara Maseches Brachos. He says, Tana Rabbanan Hamolich Atzmos Mimakum Lamakum. The Gemara is talking about not carrying Torah, but actually carrying a body, or carrying bones. So it is Mimakum Lamakum. Hareza Lo Yichanem B'daske V'yitnam Al Gabi Chamor. That it's inappropriate to put it in a sack on top of the donkey. Right, v'yirkovalim, and right on top of it, yishanoig behem minhag bizayim, because that would be considered a bizayim. V'im haya misyaru mifnei gayim, if they list in mutter. But if you're nervous, so you're allowed to do it. V'chederach sha, and then the Gemara just added in, by the way, what we say about bones, kach amru b'sefer Torah. We say the same thing about sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, ah, yeah, with regards to what, right? There were just two halachos that are quoted. One of them is that you can't sit on them.
No, you're reading from the Gemara,
I'm reading from the Beis Yosef, I'm sorry. The Beis Yosef here on the top. On the top of the second page. Umashakasav v'yishomrim.
Okay.
Right? Right, and if you're afraid because of non-Jews, they're going to come and attack some if they list in mutter. So then it is, so then it would be permissible. And then it says, just as we're nervous about, just as we have this halacha by bones, so too we have a halacha by Sefer Torah. So the Gemara wants to know, with regards to what? Yeah, Ilei Ma'arish, are you talking about the first din, about the prohibition of putting it down? Then that would be obvious if you're not allowed to put it down. So rather, what's he talking about? The seifa. That just as there are leniencies when we're talking because of a fear of robbers, so too there would be leniencies by the sefer Torah. So v'chasuva tosos v'arush v'yirkav aleihem. And the tosos v'arush add in, right, that you would ride on it, aval im mafshilon l'achorav al hachamor shaperdam. That he says, yeah, it would be prohibited to ride on, but to throw behind you, that would be permissible. And so too by a Sefer Torah. V'afilu im nafshach inafshecha lesor b'sefer Torah, b'nevim uksuvim shaper dami. And even if you say maybe it's not such a good idea to do with the sefer Torah, by nevim and ksuvim would be okay. Umiyu near the afal sefer Torah shaper dami. I think it would even be okay for a sefer Torah. Now, this is the shita of the Rush and Tosos. As plus the Sefer says, that's what we say by Sefer Torah, meaning it's the same thing. And it wouldn't make sense to say that that one thing is going to be permissible and the other thing would not be permissible, right? It doesn't make sense to say that because we're concerned about Ganavim, about robbers, we're only dafka nakti da hamilsa de pshitahu sheinoigba minog bizayon veloyim serenu biad Ganavim velistim elemishum diyuka deresha nami nakti de shari lafshiru lachor, right? It doesn't make sense that we would say, oh, that we're going to be more concerned by because of the honor of the Torah and not permit it, because we're more concerned that the non-Jews are going to take the Torah. So any precautions that one is permitted to take with regards to these bones, so too you would be permitted to take it by the Torah. That seems to be the opinion of the Rush and Tosos. And he says, and by the way, it's an explicit Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that as well. If you're allowed to throw it behind you, something that you have filled with Sfarim, you could put in your, you know, behind your back and ride that way. However, the Rif says that no. The Chederach Shamru. Well, it's unclear what the Rif says. It says Kasev Chederach Shamru Baatzmos Kacharim B'Sefer Torah Shema Yamisyari Ifnei Haganavim O Ifnei Halistim Mutu Laniach Al Gabav Hachamor. Which specifically means only for that end part. However, to throw it behind your back suggests that it, well, it's unclear what he is suggesting. I mean, the Rush is quoting the Rif as supporting him. However, there are others that that maybe some read the Rif the other way. And that's why there might be a Chumrah that comes out in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Okay, so let's see in the Shulchan Aruch itself, I guess line page 4, perhaps. Let's open it twice. Okay, what do I have here?
Page 4. Okay. General question?
Yes.
I'm a little confused about the Torah and bones. I mean, we treat bones with respect, or...
Yes. Well, the assumption is... No, we're concerned about bones because of the respect of Kavod Hames.
Okay, but don't worry about Tumah? I mean,
yeah, but you're Tameh anyways. I mean, you know, you go to a funeral, you're active in Kavod Hames, and you become Tameh. I mean, that's part of the deal.
We don't have that concern with the Torah. I mean, it just seems like the...
What do you mean?
You don't become Tameh from the Torah.
Right. Well, maybe you do, but... Well, for these purposes, we'll say you don't. But so what? I mean, the Gemara is talking about Kavod Hames. Kavod Hames entails within it becoming Tamei. And the Gemara says that we'll permit. You know, generally we're not gonna. We want you to treat it with respect, but in order to save it from robbers, it would be a lot more disrespectful for it to be stolen. So we'll permit a couple of things when it comes to the way you're going to carry it. That's with regards to the body. And the Gemara just added in the line, oh, and by the way, the same thing applies to a Sefer Torah as well. That you know, you should carry it respectfully, but because of a fear of robbers, so then we'll permit it to be carried in a less respectful way, because we don't want it to be carried away. Okay, that seems to be the way that the Beis Yosef is reading it. So the Shulchan Aruch here quotes it, Hayaholich Mimak. I think so. I mean, if you carry a Torah in your arm, so that's respectful. If you throw it in a bag behind your back, so then that's less respectful.
Alright. I guess so. They do have backpacks that are hang on the front. I saw a guy once.
Well, I don't think they call them backpacks then. I'm not sure you're...
Those are snugglings.
Well, they also have. I mean, they also the army, right? In Sahal, they carry these. They have these backpacks that are Aron Kodeshes, right? That they go into battle sometimes, even carrying Sefer Torah with them. Right? There are certainly pictures from the last Gaza war when they actually had an incursion of people carrying in these boxes on their back that contained within them Sefer Torah. But So, but, well, one second. Let's find the flip side of this. So, what does it say here in Shulchan Aruch? Right, Hayaholich mimakom lemakom v'sefer Torah imo lo yanichenu besak. That if you go from place to place and you have a sefer Torah with you, so don't place it in the sack. V'yanichenu al gabi chamor v'yirkav alav, and put it on top of the chamor and ride on it. Ella, rather manichu b'cheku. You should hold the keneged liba v'hu rochi v'al chamor. V'im hayami pachem. If they had ganavim, so then it would be mutter, right? If we're concerned about ganavim, so then it would be permissible. So the shach here makes the comment. V'habach harich bazeh umasik linyan halacha naktinan hacha v'hacha luchumra d'shelo b'makom sakana lo shari ella b'cheku keneged liba. Right? That the Bach says that. That in Makom Sakana it's not permissible. The only way it's permitted to carry a Sefer Torah around is in your arms. So what does that mean? So what does that mean with regards to, let's say you are in a place of danger, right? So you're on your donkey traveling along, and the Shach said, well, the only way you could transfer a Sefer Torah is in your arms. So aren't we concerned that the Goyim are going to come and the Ganavim are going to come and steal it, right? Why isn't the Shach concerned about that disrespect? So what's the answer to that? What do we think? So the Bach, he's really quoting the Bach. The Bach is pretty lengthy, but the Bach says that, well, who says you need to carry the Sefer Torah in the first place, right? The Sefer Torah needs to be carried in your arms, right? And similarly, the bones should be carried appropriately, I guess, I don't know, in your arms or in some kind of appropriate way, right? So if you can't do that, so we're going to be makil with the bones, we have a leniency with the bones and say, well, you could carry the bones in an inappropriate way so that not be stolen. Okay, what about the Sefer Torah? So the Sefer Torah, we are going to be strict and say you can only carry it in your arm. What about if you're going to enter in a place of danger? So says the Bach, well, then don't take a Sefer Torah in the first place. Right? That seems to be the approach of the Bach that the Shach is quoting. Right? So which one is more Mekel, which one is more Machmir? But it sounds like with the bones, we don't really have a choice. For some reason, it's got to go from place to place. So we'll have kulas embedded to allow you to be able to get through dangerous places without it getting stolen. But when it comes to the Sefer Torah, so it seems like we're more concerned about the coveted Sefer Torah, and that we're going to say, don't take it with you. That it's better not to take it with you than to rely on leniencies in the way you carry it. So the truth is, now thinking back to our Poland trip, right, where we had this, when we went with Nesivos, and we were told that there was a psak from Revel Yashiv that we shouldn't take a Sefer Torah with us. And then it ended up being that we were able to find Sefer Torah every month to Kandernishtik. We were able to find the Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah to lean from. But Revel Yashiv said not to carry it. So why not? So at first I thought that it was based on this halacha that appears in Or Chaim. I don't think it appears here. But not taking Sefer Torah temporarily, unless you're going to lean from it three times. But it could be that this is the din as well. I mean, that's if you are going to carry it nicely. Maybe you shouldn't move it unless it's going to be used for three times. But here, it's unless you're going to be able to carry it in a nice way, it's not a good idea to move it. You're not going to have a Sefer Torah, so be it. Right, that's okay. I don't know. I'm just pontificating. I just know that was the psak. I don't know what the reasoning was, but perhaps more than on that halacha, it was based on the two halachas perhaps work in tandem with each other. But because one wouldn't be able to carry it in an appropriate way, right? It was gonna be on the buses. It's gonna be stuffed in the bottom of the buses. Who knows? You know, it would be hard to keep track of. So therefore, it would be better not to bring it. So then the Shach has a second chumrah on this. He says, oh, and by the way, vafilu bishar svarim. He says, by the way, this applies to other svarim as well. Uvamakum sakananami, lo shari elafshilu lachorav, avalo lirkovalav. He says, but in a makum sakana, right, it's only permissible to throw it behind your back, avalo lirkovalav, but not to ride on it. Right, that is his interpretation of the Rif. So as the Rosh quoted the Rif to defend his position that you would be allowed to carry a Sefer Torah beneath you if you're entering some kind of situation of danger, when it comes to the Rabbeinu Yonah read the Rif a different way. He said, no, that he thinks that the Rif was being machmir and not permitting you to carry it, only permitting it to carry it behind your back, And that is only permissible b'makom sakana. So what seems to come out from the shach? That to carry svarim, right, if you put the two parts of the shach together, number one, you could only carry it behind your back if it is b'makom sakana, some kind of danger. And this doesn't only apply to Sifrei Torah, it also applies to other svarim, right, what he puts here as... he just says Bishar Svarim. So it sounds like you would not be allowed to carry Svarim behind your back unless there was some kind of sakana involved, unless there was some kind of danger involved. Right? He says, and certainly where it's permissible, where it's possible to be machmir recover the Torah, that's better. But where it's not possible, so then it would be mutter afilu lirkov aleim, even to ride on it. Now, I'm not sure what this shach is referring to. Is he referring to that really I'm going to be makel on everything? Or is he saying that if you find yourself in a makom sakana, so then all right, so then you put it on. But one shouldn't set themselves up for that type of thing. Not really sure how to read this end of the shach. So what is this then? So, like, that's interesting. So you're not allowed to carry svarim in your backpack? Is that really a thing that people are choshesh for? So the, so I think page number 5... Right, I found So something called the Megillah Sefer. So the Megillah Sefer, I saw this quoted. The Megillah Sefer is the autobiography that was written by Rav Yaakov Emden. It's not this Megillah Sefer. The I don't know what you want to call it. The famous Megillah Sefer or the infamous Megillah Sefer is Rav Yaakov Emden wrote an autobiography which contains all sorts of interesting things about Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, and also contains some very, some things that I would say are not rated PG, about his travels, that he was by himself often, all sorts of fascinating things. Rabbi J.J. Schachter at some point translated it, and then I think decided not to publish it, and I think now he's coming out with a critical edition. J.J. Schachter did his doctorate on Rav Yaakov Emden, so I think he is. I think he said he's publishing it in Hebrew. I think that was on a Svarim blog. On the Svarim Chatter podcast, I think he discussed it. But anyways, this is not that Megillah Sefer. This is a, I think what it is, I'm not familiar, I don't think I've ever actually seen it in print, but it is a Sefer on, it seems like somebody who quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach a lot. Not necessarily somebody, he's not written by Rav Shlomo Zalman, but somebody who seemed to ask him a lot of questions. So here the question is, can you sit on a bench that has Sifrei Kodesh in it? Meaning, if there, so that's not really our issue yet. That's actually at the. We'll save that for when we get to Sif Zion. But he also has in here uv'inyan hayalkut shahatalmidim afshilim achareihim, and with regards to bags that talmidim, that students throw behind their back, right? Is that permissible or is that not? So on this page Kufman Gimel. He says, "Vinei kolze lin yeshiva al mita." Right, that's what I'm talking about. Inyan yeshiva al gabi sefer Torah zed din pashur uvaru she'asur l'chuli alma. That to sit on top of a sefer Torah, that certainly is not allowed. And that's what the Gemara says. And fine, right? Ella imkain yesh chashash al ganavim da'az shari. Unless there's a chashash al ganavim, then we'll be mutter. He says, "Vafiu l'inyan lahavshiu lachorav yesh bezeh shitos." He says, "By the way, even to throw it behind your back." Right, it sounds like in a knapsack there would be shitas. Shel das tosus va'rush b'birchos shem mutter afilu b'sefer Torah. That according to Tosus and Rush, it would be permissible for a sefer Torah, and certainly by other svarim. But they also quote from the Yerushalmi that they used to do that. But the Rif seems to say no. Right, she asur lashu lachor v'tzerach laziko dafka b'cheikov v'chaneg libi. Dafka need to hold it. V'chein hu b'shulchan aruch v'sif gimel shemutter dafka b'cheikov v'chaneg libo u'mashur the asur lashu lachor. He says that's what says in shulchan aruch. You should hold it. In which case, it sounds like it would be prohibited to throw behind your back and see the shach in the name of the bach. That even other svarim you should be machmer on this. Well, fize be'emes tzarich iyun. There's a question. Eich makilim hatamidim lasei sifrei kodesh b'yalkut she'al gavam. So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman that it's Sarchian. I'm not really sure why everybody says that, why all these Talmidim go around with knapsacks, right? Why is that okay? He says, V'ulai, he says, I'll give you a couple of possibilities. He says, possibly, Gam ha'bach shemachri v'shar svarim haynu b'nevi'im uksuvim dafka v'lo b'svarim shalami. He says, when the Shach said other svarim, he didn't necessarily mean other svarim like a Mishnah Berurah. What he meant were other svarim, meaning nevi'im and ksuvim on klafs, right? To carry a Megillas Esther in your backpack, right? Maybe that you shouldn't do. The Megillas Esther doesn't have the Shem Hashem. But to carry a safe, a Yeshaya scroll, or something like that, maybe that's what he meant. That's possibility number one. He says, and also, v'lo b'svarim shalanush inam k'suvim k'sav ashuri uv'kedusha sam p'chusa. He says, and also, that maybe the mach, he was only, he says, maybe he was machir by Megillahs, but not our svarim that are not written in k'sav ashuri, meaning that are not written in our Torah script, rather are written in other script. And the Rama also adds in Shekdusha Svarim Elu Pechusim Yishel Nevi Maksuvim. They are a lesser kedusha. Uveze Efshar LaHakel Yoser. Maybe you could be more makel and rely on those poskim hamatirim lahafshel achorim. Bit to throw it behind you, right? It's not a very big chumrah there. Not a very big kula. I mean, he's like, I'm not really sure why it'd be permissible. The truth is, I'm not really sure why. I thought a different answer would just be. Now, what was the Shulchan Aruch talking about throwing it behind you? That was, you put it in a sack, and you chuck it behind your back, right? And you're like in the pictures of, like the hobos, like walking around with those bags behind them, something like that. But what are we talking about? We're talking about a knapsack. A knapsack's designed to carry behind your back. Is that really considered a lack of kavod when you're putting it in a bag that's designed to carry that way? So I don't know. I'm a little surprised that that svara wasn't brought up. Whatever. So it seems like Rosh Hashanah wasn't so was okay with it, despite the fact that it seems to be somewhat of an. It seems like it should be somewhat of an issue the way it's described here in Shulchan Aruch.
I mean, a parallel, I would think that because it's designed for that, fine. But a parallel for that is the safer pillow not to be used someplace where it's not going to be used three consecutive times, but it's a safer Torah that's specifically designed to be used, like in a sugar house, then so it's a cool one to use it, I think. It's designed for that.
Right. I mean, that has to do with some, right. I think generally we're making for that today as, getting it to a shiva house entails putting it in a trunk and driving, not like putting it on a crate and, trying to get through the mud and all that kind of stuff. So I think most communities are making, although I don't know, maybe Joel, do you remember in Beth Missouri Kaplan Machmer for this, so with the taking Sifrei Torah to people's houses? I know in Lower
Merion.
No. Was he machmer to not allow it? I know in Lower Merion Synagogue, you always used to do it. Okay, in Lower Merion Synagogue, I believe Rabbi Levine used to say you need three lanings. So in your average shiva, you only have two lanings, right? Because you have a Monday and a Thursday. So if you're lucky enough to have a Rosh Chodesh or a Hanukkah, right? So then. Okay, but if you then you'll get a third in. The other possibility, though, is to have mincha, a Shabbos mincha in your house. So there are those that that would try to be machmer for that and try and host the mincha. Yeah, I'm not sure if people are like so thrilled, excited about having all these people hop into your house at that time. But that is sort of the way that issue could be potentially resolved.
Yeah, I don't think we did it and the other.
Let the record show this was pre-COVID. This is pre-COVID. Okay.
Used to
it one time, try to get on a Shabbos afternoon. We used to do that at one time.
I've heard of it.
Okay. Okay, so, good. So that gets us to Dalit over here. So if we could hop... What did I put on the... If we could hop back up... Yeah. So in the tour here, so the tour then also talks about V'lo yoichaz adam yeche sefer Torah adam sefer Torah biyado v'yichnos v'lo beis akisei v'lo beis amerchatz, that he should not... a person shouldn't grab a Sefer Torah and enter into a Beis HaKisei or Beis HaMerchatz, so a bathroom or a bathhouse, Ola Beis HaKvaros, or to a graveyard. Afal pi shekrof matpechas v'nosein v'nosem b'tikshalo. Even though it's wrapped up in its in sheets and it's put into its compartment. And you shouldn't also v'lo yikra bo achi archik arba amos me hames omi beis akvaros. You shouldn't read until you're at least 4 amos away from the mace or from the beis akvaros omi beis akise or from the bathroom v'lo yochas sefer Torah arum perish below matbechus. Also, don't grab the sefer Torah arum. So I read that one time. I was like, what does that sound like? By the way, don't grab lo yeche sefer Torah arum. It sounds like don't grab a sefer Torah naked. So, really what it means is, don't grab a naked Sefer Torah. Don't grab a Sefer Torah while it doesn't have anything surrounding it, perish below Matpechus, meaning without any Matpechus attached to it. So the truth is, there's several different halachos there coming from different places, right? Don't carry it into a Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz, that's one thing. Into a Beis HaKvaros is an entirely different halacha, coming from a different entirely different area of Shas. So what's this talking about? So look in the Beis Yosef, he says that this is obvious. Obviously, you shouldn't be carrying a Sefer Torah into the Beis HaMerchatz and the Beis HaKisei. And it's said explicitly in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Gabi Melech, by the king. What is that? She'ein Sefer Torah zaz mimenu el bishashu nichtas lebeis HaKisei lebeis HaMerchatz. Describing the special Sefer Torah that the king had, that the Sefer Torah never leaves him except for when he went to the bathroom. Right, so you say, you can't bring the Sefer Torah into the bathroom. Okay, what is this issue about the Dalet Amos Mehames? So there he says, that's in Parak Mishamesu, where it says, Tanya lo yalich adam beveis hakvaros v'tfilin berosha. A person shouldn't go into the beis hakvaros with tfilin on his head, and a Sefer Torah bezro, carrying a Sefer Torah, v'kore, and read it there. V'im asa kein over mishum loeg l'rush. And if you do that, you are in violation of loeg l'rush. What is loeg l'rush? So that's a pasuk in Mishlei where it says you are mocking the poor. You should not mock the poor. What does that mean? That you're walking around here with the Sifri Torah, Tfilin, and Tzitzis. This most commonly comes up with Tzitzis. All right, you're doing these mitzvos, and Nebuch, the people that are buried, they don't have the opportunity to do mitzvos, even though they are buried in Talisim, but yeah, they're not. That's the issue with the cutting the corner, etc. So, as far as the Gemara says, Dainu Dafka within 4 amos, but if it's outside of 4 amos, it would be permissible, and even though the Pasha Debrais and Mashra Delo Asra Leil Kabeis HaKvaros V'Sefer Torah Bezro, it sounds like you're not allowed to, Ella Dafka Bekori Bo Efshar Sharam Mefarish Datarti Katai, it only says to read it, you can't carry it and read it. The Rambam interpreted it as both. You can't carry it, nor can you read it. Neither one would be permissible, both having to do with this issue of loeg l'rush. Fine. And he even adds in here at the end, v'chein lo yehei kori sham afal pi she'ein sefer Torah bezor, d'b'chol chad mahani ikam mishum loeg l'rush, that even not reading from it, even if it's not in your hand, that would be a problem. And also, d'achiza sefer Torah bezro afal pi she'ein kori, that holding a sefer Torah, even though you don't read it, mitzvah he, that is a mitzvah. So the point that would be loeg l'rush to carry it in the Beis HaKvaros. I mean, I could say, why does the dead guy care that I'm carrying a Sefer Torah? What's the mitzvah in that? So the answer is, says the Beis Yosef, that is a mitzvah. So on next Simchas Torah, when Max comes over to you and says, you know, can you carry a Sefer Torah? Right? You should keep in mind that it's a mitzvah. It's not just something we're doing. It's actually described by the Beis Yosef as a mitzvah. Fine. And also not to carry it, not to hold the Sefer Torah Arum, meaning that's a Gemara Maseches Megillah. So we take a look quickly in Shulchan Aruch, because I think I'm getting knocked on here and potentially go to Mincha soon. So says the Shulchan Aruch, and Dal, Yochaz Adam Sefer Torah, V'chanis Bo Lebeis HaKisei, Lebeis HaMerchatz, O Lebeis HaKvaros, Afa Pisha Krochmat Pechus V'nasum B'toch betikshalo, even though it's surrounded in mapechos and in a tick. Now, he doesn't say here, right? Right, he says, "V'lo yikari bo ach," and you shouldn't read until you take it 4 amos from the mace or from the beis hakvaros, only beis hakise. Right, "V'lo yochas sefer Torah below matpechos," nor grab the sefer Torah without it having anything on. So quickly, what does the shach say zayin here? Right, it's a very quick shach. He says, "Oh, see orachayim reish simin kuf mem zayin." So I believe I put that on the source sheet. Did I? I hope I did. So Mishnah Berurah, right, in Kuf Mem Zayin, what is that halacha? Oh, that's the end of the... That's a different comment the Shach is making. So elsewhere in, I put in the Piskei Tshuvos here at the end, where he has some discussion about what's the story with going into a bathroom. So there's two issues with regards to the bathroom, right? One is carrying something in that is kadosh, and B, what is kadosh? What exactly is kadosh? So I put on here the issue of carrying newspapers in that have Divrei Torah in them, right? Does that make it prohibited to carry into the safer into the bathroom or to read the other sections in the bathroom or not? So that's an issue down the line which I want to discuss here, but I think I'm running out of time. So the bottom line is with carrying, like in, it comes up in an airport or something like that, if you're afraid your stuff is going to be taken, so then you could carry it into the bathroom double cover. That is the minhag. But if one can avoid it, so then it's better not to, in accordance with this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? So maybe we'll stop here. I hear knocking, and hopefully I'll even be able to make it to mincha. Okay? I'll pick up Mir Zeshem with this next week.
Okay.
Good night.